Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the bee blessing. I was out on the lake in my canoe early one morning when I noticed a bee struggling on her back on the water's surface. She was intermittently kicking her legs as she floated, creating concentric ripples around her. The lake was still calm, but it was early. Otherwise, I might not have noticed her at all. I slipped my canoe paddle under her and lifted her carefully out of the water, placing the paddle across my knees to get a closer look at her. Almost at once, she began a series of maneuvers to dry herself off. First, she curved the stinger end of her abdomen up over her thorax. She did this several times, arching her body up toward her head, rocking on her back. Then she suddenly somersaulted up over her head and landed on her feet. But the bee was soaking wet and her sodden wings were slicked back along her body. So she then began the process of drying herself, stroking her head and antennae with her front legs. Then she crawled a little way up the paddle, dragging her sodden legs behind her to get out of the puddle she had made. After resting for a few moments, she flicked her wings a number of times, which created a clicking sound. As she crawled a little further up the paddle, she flicked her wings again and again. Then she increased the speed of her wing movements, making brief whirring sounds, buzzing her wings to speed the drying process. She would buzz for a few seconds and then pause to use her front legs to wring the water out of the baskets on her back legs. As I watched the bee recovering from her near-death experience, I began thinking about the symbolic meaning that bees have had in the past. Nowadays, the best we seem to do is to equate bees with industriousness. We say, busy as a bee. But in earlier times, the bee was a sacred and powerful symbol, an avatar of the mother goddess, representing birth, regeneration, nurturing, and protection. And the beehive was a metaphor for the womb of the great mother. The bee was venerated in many cultures of the ancient world. An image of the hourglass-shaped body of the bee goddess with her antennae and round, protruding eyes appeared frequently in prehistoric cave paintings, on pottery, and as small statuary, honoring her prodigious life-giving energies. The bee was also a significant symbol in Egyptian culture, for we find her depicted in hieroglyphics, representing the qualities of royalty, of divinely guided leadership and organization which fostered industriousness. The bee also symbolized wealth, as manifested by sweet, golden honey. In pre-classical Greece, the mother goddess Demeter was known as the queen bee and the pure mother bee, and priestesses who served her were called Melissae, meaning bees. Their role was to serve the queen bee in keeping the hive or temple safe, sacred, and serving the community. Interestingly, in Hebrew tradition, the biblical figure Deborah, the queen, was also known as the bee. This ancient appreciation of the bee as protector of life correlates with modern science's understanding of the role of bees in our environment. Without bees and other pollinators, plant life, which provides us with food and oxygen, would suffer, and we would face dwindling food supplies and worsening air quality. These are real threats to our planet because bees worldwide are suffering from colony collapse due to, in large degree, our use of insecticides like neonicotinoids. And we, as the EU has already done, should consider banning these toxins to help rescue bees before it is too late. A tickling sensation on my fingers drew my attention back to the bee, who had managed to crawl all the way up the canoe paddle onto my hand. Her legs were now black and shiny. Her wings were iridescent once again. She crawled up to my wrist, and there she walked in a small circle on the back of my hand. Then, opening her wings, she lifted off into the air. She flew in a circle around my canoe, which felt like a beautiful bee blessing. And then she headed off in the direction of the sun. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.